Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I was so looking forward to this because she's just one of my favorite people in the world. The Hall of Flame, we were going through it last week, and the top 100 roast moments, without a doubt, she is the reigning champion, bar none, the queen of mean, Miss Lisa Lampanelli.
Born July 19th in Trumbull, Connecticut, a graduate of both Syracuse and Harvard universities, she gave up a career in journalism to launch a career in comedy that saw her become the top insult comedian of her generation, starring in numerous comedy specials, being nominated for a Grammy, appearing on Celebrity Apprentice, and being hailed as one of the greatest celebrity roasters of all time. And on April 24th, you can watch her live streaming event, Sit Down and Shut Up, a night of stories, questionable advice, and a little roasting. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, comedy great, Lisa Lampanelli.
Lamp, what are you doing? How are you? Everything good?
Well, first of all, I'm very impressed at my new intro. You got all my information correct.
I know. Gregory, good job, Gregory. You get to keep your job another day.
Usually less than impressed with people named Gregory, but he did a good job.
Yes, thank you. We're working with him. He's 27 years in, but we think he's still got some hope in him.
Let me tell you something. He'll be dead before he gets it right, but at least my thing
works. I thought about you so much lately, just because I know you're around New York, and I'm just hoping you get your shots, and I hope to see you. And then this a Hall of Flame shows up, the top 100 roast moments, and I'm like, well, look, I already know who's going to occupy 20 of them.
Oh, well, you know what's so funny? Dude, you're going to laugh. Comedy Central, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard really good things about the special. And, of course, the greatest thing about the show is they don't have to pay any of us, you know, because we already did the damn roast, so God forbid they pony up some bucks, those douches. Anyway, I'm not mad. Whatever was, they send me the clips that they want to use, right?
Right.
So there's five of them. And I'm like, wow, 5 out of 100 is pretty damn good for, like,
yeah,
you know, one roaster. Well, check this out. One of them is a Britney Spears joke that is so horrifying. And now there's all this free Britney controversy, mm-hmm, of, like, you feel really sorry for Britney, and including me, because I do have a heart, for God's sake. So we actually said, you know, can you just cut that one out? And believe it or not, those douchebags at Comedy Central said, okay, we have a heart. Not enough to pay you, but we'll take the joke out.
And that's a tricky thing, isn't it? Because, listen, it is just comedy, and it is meant with no ill intent. But, yeah, there's certain moments, like a Britney, she's gone through a lot, and she's gone through a lot of mental anguish. And maybe to pile on is – and that's your prerogative. It doesn't mean you're – you know, self-canceling. It doesn't mean, you know, it's a pussy move. It's just, that's like, hey, man, this person's going through some hard times. Maybe we don't all kick them in the junk because it's not meant with ill intent.
Right, because what's funny is, like, right now, boy, don't I wish I'd have had things like Harvey Weinstein jokes, Bill Cosby jokes. Those are people who deserve a roast.
Sure.
Like, how about we do a roast for Ted Cruz's beard? How about we do a roast for Lindsey Graham's gay ass? I mean, the whole fact is, guess what? It coulda, woulda, shoulda. And that's why, honestly, Johnny, in my new show, because I'm doing this sit-down comedy show, I literally am doing a roast of the people who deserve it, like those guys.
I can't
wait. So, you know what? Poor Britney, she gets a pass this time, and so does her vagina.
Yeah, well, listen, if you've not witnessed a Lampanelli in action, Lampanelli is the greatest comedian and the queen of mean, and the reason you're so fantastic is you're so spot on and so unwavering in your skewering of this world we live in. And I was trying to explain to somebody who had never seen you, I go, you don't understand. In this cancel culture, people before would line up of every race, every sexuality, every whatever you identify as, whatever it was. And it was such an honor to get to the front row or the first 10 rows and get hit. Because that was what you came there for. But in the end, it was because we all were laughing at our differences and our own weirdness.
And also our sameness, because at heart, we're all messed up and flawed, except me, because I'm perfect and the arbiter of good taste and love.
Yes.
So it's just really like we all are the same at heart. And what's wild is like there's some jokes that I look at now, because I go through, I'm decluttering a lot of stuff and throwing out a lot of stuff, and I'm seeing these jokes and these different things that I used to do, and I go, oh my God, how did I even get away with that? But you go, wait a minute, it was a time and place, like with Don Rickles. With Rickles, you could say anything you wanted. With me, you could say pretty much even worse. And then you go, well, do I want to continue doing this, or do I want to tweak it a little for targets that should be fired upon? So sure. That's what I've been focusing on lately.
Well, but here's the thing. Like, you would survive this world just fine because you simply wouldn't allow yourself to be canceled. Like, when they talk about it, it's only for the people who are afraid. I'm like, you can try to cancel this show all you like. You can suck all my D and start working my balls.
Well, Johnny, you're absolutely right. Like, you can't back down. Like, I apologize to individual people whose feelings I hurt. You know, I'll even edit a joke. Like, listen to this. I was very proud of myself because I'm woke, as you know. Mm. I'm as woke as you can be at 59 years old. So I had a joke, and again, this is the past. It was because I haven't had anger issues in the past, so I said, my temper's hotter than a Puerto Rican's television set. you laugh, but I realize that's wrong, so guess what I say now? Wait till you see the woke version.
What is the woke version?
My temper's hotter than a Latin X's television set. You see what I did? Word, and then you're okay. So people don't understand that I'm very smart. I know how to do this stuff.
You and listen, anybody, I've witnessed it, and God rest his soul, man, Glazer, but man, you lit him up off air one time in front of Jake and I and T and Greg, and we broke out in a round of applause. It was, I'll never forget, like, he tried to jump and kind of come over the top of you emotionally, like he was going to control the moment. Off air.
Yeah.
And I just saw you inhale, and we're like, here we
go.
Yeah,
that's right.
And just,
it's like the Hulk if I wasn't portrayed by that idiot Lou Ferrigno. You know what I mean? Those were the days when you can make death jokes about Lou Ferrigno. You can't do that anymore.
I remember one of the first times you ever appeared on the show, something got said. It was the deaf community. We're both like, there's no way they heard that. It's radio. Like, there's nobody knows.
Well, exactly. It's like, by the way, have you seen that movie, The Sound of Metal, about that deaf drummer?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. Just turn the volume really high up because I can't hear half of it.
I've loved the idea of sit down and shut up. And you're also going to dispense some advice?
Well, the thing is, with my new show, what happened was, okay, the way the show even happened was I was doing my play, I was doing the storytelling show, and right before COVID hit, and, you know, we thought, we didn't know we'd have a year off, I go, you know, I bet a fun show would be me sitting down being interviewed by somebody who's very knowledgeable about all these issues like food, body image, you know, just changing your life because I retired from stand-up and everything. I go, being interviewed, but in a funny way, so I can tell stories that have punchlines and are good. And then at the end, roasting people who deserve it. So I decide to do it. And, dude, we tried it out. It's, like, literally the greatest because you're sitting down, no one heckles. You give them the impression that you're not doing stand-up, which you're not. So, dude, the show's easy as F. And then I give the audience advice. Because, as you know, I'm a life coach, uncertified and completely unqualified. So I give advice to people in the audience. And honestly, it's good advice, but literally they never use it because they're too stupid. So that's what you need to consist of. And, dude, it's a blast. Last time I did it was 2 hours. 2 weeks ago, it was 2 hours. I go, why the F did I give them such a long show? Because I have love. That's why.
This is, I knew it was only a matter of time. Like, we talked about it, and you were retired, and you know, you were going to work on some other things, some plays, some spoken words, some different items. But I knew there was no chance that you were not going to come back with some version because it's what you were born to do. Listen. You have the dark gift. I mean, it truly is. Like, it's, you can't just keep that to yourself.
I know. It's really like if a gay guy doesn't do anal. I mean, how can they live?
You, look, by the way, did you take your vaccination yet?
Well, dude, I'm so excited. I'm getting it April 15th. I can't wait.
Good.
I could have jumped up higher in the line because I'm a huge famous celebrity, which I'm not. But I did. I'm just doing it April 15th. I can't wait.
Good.
My mom got it because you know my mom got COVID, right?
Yeah, I do.
That battle axe almost died. She didn't. So now I got, I'm stuck with her. So God bless. Anyway, so she's still around. And I'm like, I got to get this super vaccination so I could go visit. Because
yes.
You can't go to these assisted livings if you can't visit. Did you get yours yet?
No, working on it. We're close. So, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to lose this city for a minute. Just not because I don't love the city. That sounds terrible. But I just got to get out a little bit. So, I mean, I'm ready to go visit my friends in New York. I'm ready to fly and see my buddies in Curacao. Like, and you'll be super excited because you may remember at one time, sadly, regretfully, had to miss one of your visits to Kansas City to go to the Haunt Show, and that has been rescheduled, so I get to go see the masks again.
All those effing masks! There's something wrong with you. You have too many hobbies. You gotta learn to sit on your ass. You do your job and you go home. What's wrong with you?
I can't wait to see you, Lamp. I just love you so, and I want everyone to sit down and shut up Saturday, April 24th, 7 o'clock. So, now, how do people find the live stream show?
Oh, yeah. So, for the live stream show, go to lisalampanelli.com. And if you don't know how it's spelled, Google it, you freaking dummy. So, go to lisalampanelli.com. Under performances, it says April 24th, and click on it. And I can't believe how cheap it is. It kind of pissed me off because I was like, what? But I guess live stream, it's cheaper than live. Oh. So, yeah, it's going to be great, dude, and it's 2 hours of entertainment, and I'll change your freaking life, damn it.
I love it. I love it. Sit down, shut up, and then that's followed. Hall of Flame, Top 100 Roast Moments, that starts Monday, March 29th on Comedy Central. And then, man, April 15th comes, and you get your second, and then somehow, some way, man, I'll buy you dinner anywhere in the United States. I'll meet you anyway.
Oh, my God, I love you, man. You're literally, you know me and you. We're actually friends. Like, I always, like, on radio go, yeah, you're my favorite guy in radio. You actually are.
I love you.
Literally, we're going to hang out someday. And not with a mask on. I mean, we can wear a facial mask, but we're not going to wear one of your creepy, haunted freaking masks. You know?
You would hate it so much. I literally, this Friday, hung a giant latex dragon head in my living room that shoots smoke.
What's wrong with you? Oh, we'll discuss this over dinner.
Right. I love you. She's the great Lisa Lampanelli.
Love you guys. Bye.
She's the best. And now I'm going to send her that video of the dragon's head. She's just going to be like, trust me. You're an idiot.
Oh, when she thinks you can't be dumber.
Yeah, no, she knows me. She knows. She knows. I'm like a special child. Like, she's just like, you guys weren't there. I don't even know if we have the clip. I couldn't tell if she was really mad or not because, you know, Lamp would come to town only once every couple of years, and it just coincided with this, the Haunt Show, and I had to make that decision, and I did, but I had to tell her then. And when I told her, I was like, whew.
Well, that's why she's so skilled. You can't tell if she's mad, but the comedy gets so dark. You're like,
There
might be a little bit of...
Well, because there's always truth in it. Look, like everybody, Lampanelli could get her feelings hurt. Not that I'm the most special person in the world to her, but it's also a respect thing, and she's always been so good to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, we've known her a long time, and I love her.
She gave us the greatest gift ever when she lit up Glazier.
Oh, my God.
That was, I'm just telling you, there are a few times in my life that I've seen like instant justice happen in front of you or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, oh, my God, the world is right.
He went like, dude, over the top. Like, I'm your employer this week. You know, I'm the one who pays you to be here. I'm a male. You're a female type thing.
He was going
to
tell her how
it
was.
Then, and all of a sudden she was. And part of it, there were some insult jokes, a couple peppered. But they weren't meant to be funny. They were just coming out, and the rest of it was just straight fire. And you're like, oh.
You saw a moment of greatness.
Yeah. It really was like the opening arc of the covenant. And watching this, the Nazi's face get melted off. Like, it was like, it was brutal. And then, so you never want to be on the other side of that. Like, what are you doing, Lamp?
I'm trying to figure out how you can make up to me the fact that you didn't come to see my play.
Well,
Now maybe I can see instead at the Ameristar Casino. What do you think about that? Oh, wait. You can't go because you have to buy a mask.
Jake's an a-hole. Jake, you're such a dick.
What a douchebag. Oh, I got to buy a mask. I'm 12. I don't got enough crappy Halloween decorations. I got to buy a mask. Now, there's something about friendship that you don't understand. People first, masks second.
Lamp.
I don't know what is going on with you, Johnny Dare.
It's not a mask. It's not for masks. It's
a whole... spurned my romantic advances for ages. And now we can't even be friends because you got to buy, what did he say? A rare antique? Why was it a rare antique? A Louis XIV chair for his crappy farmhouse? Oh, no! He has to buy a mask!
God damn it, man. That was the tip of that vitriol iceberg.
And your crappy farmhouse?
Oh, I know.
That one came late to me.
I know. Lamp is the best. I think she's the greatest. Don't forget, sit down, shut up, Saturday, April 24th, 7 o'clock. Get your virtual tickets now, and then follow that up with a Hall of Flame Top 100 Roast Moments Monday, March 29th on Comedy Central. And I promise you, like, her ability to roast people is legendary.
Larry the Cable Guy. What happened to you? You're so fat and hairy, you could be a stunt double for Rosie O'Donnell's. Great to see you here, Maureen McCormick. Oh, you're terrific. Maureen McCormick, I read your autobiography. Jesus Christ. You were more unstable than Robert Reed's T-cell count. Oh, too soon. Warren Sapp, one of the greatest defensive linemen of all time. Warren, I'm glad you're here. You're cute. Seriously, you're so hot, if I owned you, I'd let you in my house. Speaking of ball handlers, Jeff Ross is here. Jeff Ross has a very active sex life. Every night he f*** an entire audience out of $15 a piece.